Rocky View County's RVC 2022 operating and budget plan and capital budget was approved with a 4% tax increase for residents on January 18, following years of low or no increases. Council gave its stamp of approval for the municipality's budget on January 18, following 2 days of budget deliberations. The general operating budget was approved at $197.3 million, with a capital budget totaling $19.7 million for 22 projects. Inflation and the rising costs of goods and services continue to increase pressure on the cost of delivering services within the county. Despite these challenges, Rocky View County continues to be a model of financial sustainability with one of the lowest tax rates in the province, stated a press release from the county on January 20. Of the $19.7 million in capital projects, $839,000 is tax-supported funding, prioritizing external funding sources, including the Municipal Sustainability Initiative, MSI, grant, for eligible projects to minimize the impact on tax funding. Budget finalization will occur in April when the taxation rates are established. Prior to approving the operating plan and capital budget, Council made several amendments. At the end of the budget presentation on November 18, Council discussed 4 items with a potential budget impact, including additional sidewalk clearing in Langdon, mosquito control in Langdon and Bearspaw, the storm drainage improvements policy, and the reinstatement of dog licensing fees. Ultimately, Council passed 3 of those 4 items, excluding only the mosquito program. Council included the concrete sidewalk on the east side of Main Street in Langdon between Langdon Park and Railway Avenue as part of the regional pathway system. This decision means that section will be plowed by county staff moving forward at an annual cost of $5,500 absorbed in the budget. Cockin said a 1% tax rate increase equals roughly $750,000 added to the budget. That means the added plowing costs wouldn't move the needle in regards to a tax increase, Interim Sow Kent Robinson said. The only 2 items with a potential tax rate impact were the added sidewalk clearing in Langdon and the mosquito program. Council chose not to include the mosquito program, which includes spraying insecticide for mosquitoes in both Langdon and Church Ranches. Instead, they requested more information regarding engaging other communities in this program. Administration clarified they could not implement a specific tax on the 2 communities who were to benefit from the mosquito program. We're going down the path of picking and choosing who gets service and who doesn't. This is a hard one, said Deputy Mayor Crystal Kissel, who added a bigger conversation was needed on this issue. The storm drainage improvements policy was also added to the budget plan, which refers to a program with around 30 projects related to flood mitigation in the county, limited to $400,000 in expenditures per year. This policy will be sourced from the Stormwater Drainage Mitigation Measures Reserve assigned to the program. Administration will transfer funds from that reserve to the program and conduct a workshop on May 30 to select projects with the best benefit-to-cost ratio under the policy. Dog licensing fees with new rates were also reinstated. From the revenue collected, Council hopes to provide a grant to the Cochrane and Area Humane Society, an item that will come back to Council at a later date. Starting on January 1, 2023, a dog license for a spayed or neutered dog will cost $15, while a license for a non-spayed or neutered dog will cost $20. Robinson noted, the dog licenses would add roughly $60,000 of revenue to the county's coffers. According to the budget document, the county began with an aggressive expense reduction target of 10% to arrive at this operating budget. Several cost increases put pressure on the county, including increased provincial policing costs, insurance, and IT equipment and application fees. In addition, the Consumer Price Index, CPI, year-over-year for October 2020 was 0.7% for Canada and 1.1% for Alberta. In 2020, Council approved a 3% tax decrease, which was funded through a reserve transfer from the Tax Stabilization Reserve. In October 2021, the CPI change year-over-year for Canada was 4.7% and in Alberta it was 4.3%. For the 2021 budget, Council approved a 0% tax increase, which continues to pose challenges when compared to the CPI and increasing costs. According to the draft budget document, the county's population has increased by 38.6% since 2000, to a current population of approximately 40,000 residents. The county's assessment base was $13.9 billion in 2010 and $18.3 billion in 2020, representing a 31.7% of assessment growth in 10 years. The 2022 operating and capital base budget are available for public viewing on the RVC website, or access via RVC's Facebook and Twitter social media announcements.